Lillian, Clive, this has been long overdue. Welcome to our humble little studio. And it's lucky to have you. We've been chatting about doing this podcast for a while now. And just before we started recording, I did say to you that everything happens in the right time and the right place.
That's correct. So
I think this is it. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be here finally.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Willem. We feel welcomed already.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you guys here. I think that the Apollo Solar Technology brand has been making waves in the industry. And strangely enough, I found out, Lillian, this morning off air when we chatted, you said that you drove past some of your products that were installed in our street, in our road.
Like literally the house next door to PRB, there's three geysers on the roof.
And you could actually recognize those products as saying they were about 15 years old or 10 years old.
Yeah, roughly about 10 years old. Because over the years we've tweaked small little designs so that we could keep track of, you know, how old the geysers are.
And it just goes to show how long Apollo's been around. And I mean, and here we are now in this podcast 10 years later, 10, 15 years later. So it's awesome, you know, and it's certainly a good time to have a chat with Apollo. We're going to delve a little bit into the brand, you know, its origins, where it started, when it started, what the footprint is, and those kind of questions, the usual, just for our listeners and our viewers to get a little bit more familiarity with you if they don't already know it. And then we're going to dig a little bit into the product range, etc. And we're going to have an in-studio demonstration.
That is correct.
And I'm quite excited about that. So, Lillian.
Yes.
I did mention making waves now.
Yeah. You
know? You've been silently been there, but it's now time to shout and take the megaphone and say, we're here and we're here to make a big impact on your industry.
True. We've actually been around since 2007, officially registered in 2008 in this little warehouse in Brixton, back in Johannesburg. That's where we started off. And, you know, the first container of geysers we brought in the first month, we only sold two geysers because no one had heard or seen this funky looking thing that stood on hind legs that was supposed to heat up your water with a lot of tubes, you know. And that's where we started. And now it's our 18th year this year. So, I'd say we made some waves, and then things got a little quiet because unfortunately the industry, the solar water heating industry, got a very bad reputation at some point. And so we went a bit quiet, but we've slowly been just focusing on customer service and bettering our product. Yeah.
But I think also if you say that it took a dip and it went quiet, it might be because of poor installations, not because of quality of product. But poor installations, I mean, again, off air, we had that discussion about, you know, how many times that you have to honor a warranty, but then you find that the installation wasn't done correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And that could also have been, you know, why the solar water heating industry sort of got a bad reputation. It's not necessarily because of poor quality of products.
Yes, that is correct.
For sure. And also, you know, aftercare service. So, unfortunately, a lot of companies did come in at its boom, at its peak, and unfortunately, that kind of just died out. And so customers, unfortunately, were left with products that they couldn't find spare parts for or people to service them, and that really, really put a damper on the industry. Yeah.
But the fact is that we've got a high demand for anything that is other than our usual electric stuff that it connects to our electricity supply, you know, our municipal grid, because we have a lot of strain on that. And there have been over the, you know, extensive couple of years, there has been a lot of, we all know about load shedding and those kind of things. So the demand for alternative solutions have grown. Hence you're saying that, you know, it might have been quiet for a while, and you have been here since 2007, but nobody knew what this thing on the stand is, whatever. And people looked at it strangely and said, "That's a geyser, that's a water heater."
Yeah.
But the fact is that I think that by now, by 2025, everybody knows about it. Yeah. And I think that almost everybody's looking for something like that.
Mm.
I mean, the amount of electricity used by electrical geysers, and I'm not shooting that off because that still has its place in the market.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It does still have its place in the market. But if there's an alternative like solar water heaters, that's one of the your stove and your geyser in your house consumes the most energy.
That's correct.
You know, and obviously your air conditioner as well, if you have air conditioner. Yeah. So to have a solution that focuses on free energy comes from the sun and reduce that monthly expenditure for consumers, as well as reduce the load on the grid or the demand from the electric grid.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's you guys, we're going to chat about your product range now. And I know that you've got a few solutions that I want our plumbers to hear about as well. But tell us where the origins, I mean, 2007 coming to South Africa, but where originally from and what footprint do you have in other countries and in the world and the globe?
Okay. So we do import our products from China. That's where it originates from. It's our own factory. And they also export to Mauritius, to Mexico. But for Apollo, the brand Apollo, it's only South Africa. And then from South Africa, we send it off to Namibia, Botswana, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. You can find our products in the neighboring countries. Because, you know, honestly, it's no one is exempt from the problem of electricity.
Yes.
So whatever you can, you know, save, or, you know, when you don't have electricity, at least you'll have hot water as a basic human need. So, yeah, that's our origins. And then our footprint within South Africa, it's pretty much nationwide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
so coastal areas, you can find us. In fact, KZN, when we first started, KZN was our, I'd say a very big footprint. I don't know if you remember back then there was the Eskom rebate program.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We did many geysers down in KZN. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But listen, saying that you've got a large footprint in the African continent, if there's one thing that we have ample of is sun.
Yeah,
on this continent, and especially in the southern hemisphere, yeah, on the African continent, there's a lot of sun.
Yeah. Surprisingly, it sometimes bites us in the foot a little because our sun is too strong, and we can't switch it off. So the geyser's just sitting there, slightly steaming.
Yeah. Well, people should open their taps. Let that out.
Mm.
But let's talk about the products. Let's go through the range of products because you got Apollo Solar Technology. It doesn't only have domestic products. It also has commercial products or some commercial solutions. But then at the same time, there's solar water heaters. But then you also have solar power and you have power storage solutions. So I'm going to leave the stage to you and I'm going to say, please take us through whatever you have to offer, because I think that's, it's more a solutions provider than what it is a product supplier.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. So as Apollo, we are a company that offers a variety of solar or storage solutions that meets the goals of clients or the goals or demand of the market. So we've got solutions that, as we were saying, that caters for domestic, that caters for commercial as well. When you come to solar power or solar geyser, let me rather start with solar water heating. Under solar water heating, you're looking at solutions such as your low pressure system for your domestic properties or your domestic investments. So those would be your non-pressurized systems, which are gravity fed, which we mainly, maybe not mainly, but we mostly look at in terms of supplying those into the farms, because those use normally farms have low pressure or pressurized or non-pressurized water supply.
And that's mainly because they're not necessarily connected to municipal water pressure. That municipal main reticulation that has a high
pressurized.
Pressure, yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So our domestic solutions for farms areas would be our low pressure system. And then we've got solutions that would cater commercials, like now you were speaking of bulky systems on the roof. So we've quite actually adapted to the modern way. We've got what you call split systems, which are retrofitting. This system has actually got a lot of names. Some call it thermal collectors, some call it retrofitting. But it is my favorite system because it's quite neat. As you're saying, some systems are a little bit bulky on the roof. So those commercial systems or those commercial solutions which are split, I would probably put them in boiler systems, which quite is a big storage. So in terms of commercial systems, when it comes to solar water, we would maybe advise on those. Then I think they would definitely meet the customer's goal. And then we've got solutions where I would say work both in domestic and commercial, which is our high pressure system. Mm-hmm. It works both, as I was saying, if it could be a commercial system or commercial investment or commercial property, that would be probably our biggest system, which is a 300 liter. And then you're looking at, again, coming to domestic, depending on how big the family is. We're starting from 100, again, to 300 liter, depending on how big the family is. But that system is suitable for both commercial and domestic solutions.
Awesome. Yeah. But when it comes to now, all right, so we've spoken about your solar water heating, but then you also have solar power. Because, yes. I mean, again, Lillian and I, you and I spoke about the fact that plumbers are already trusted service providers with their customers. So, you know, a customer is a strange thing. You know, the consumer out there is because they know you, that you, the plumber.
Yes.
You already provide a service to them. They trust you. So they're going to, if they're in need of something like solar power or power storage or something like that, they might shoot the question to you.
Yes.
Don't you know of a person that can do the rest of my roof with solar or that can offer a battery pack here or something like that?
Yeah.
And then you as a plumber can say, well, but you know what? You know this product that I'm busy installing for you now?
Yes. Mm.
This same brand offers this and this and this and this.
Okay.
So let's rip on that.
Thank you, Mr. Velem, for that. So coming to solar power now, when it comes to domestic and commercial systems. So when it comes to, let me start off with the commercial system. We've got what we'll supply with, which is probably your grid-tied systems. Those are come in handy for commercial developments or commercial properties, which if you look into further, it system that works during the day, which most commercial properties actually operate around. Then we've got our domestic systems, which starts from UPS. So if you are someone that wants something small or can't afford something that can be connected to your DB board, you can opt for our UPS systems, which can connect your needs. Probably if you're working from home, we have reliant on backup, which is the UPS, which I've just mentioned. Just connects through the UPS and you could,
The fact is that the environment has changed. I mean, since COVID, how many people work distantly now that or remotely, remotely?
Yes.
You know, from home, that are not required to go into the office, you know,
every single day. Yes.
And true as you say, that they might only need enough power to sustain their laptop and their cell phone and the internet for the day. Yes. They might need something small as a UPS.
Yeah. Funny you would mention that because we had actually kind of stepped into the solar power side just before COVID. And suddenly COVID hit and then that sort of died down because no one could do anything.
Yeah.
And then we expected some serious hardships getting the solar power side to kick off again. But it kind of boomed for the very specific reason that people started working from home. And they needed a solution to be able to at least sustain their means of living, you know, making a living. And what's also quite unique with us is we don't just supply products. We do our own installations. So we can, you know, for us, a quality installation, you know, maintaining a high level of service has always been the core of our business.
Yes.
So with us doing our own installation, we can ensure quality. And should, you know, there's issues and whatnot, we can address it immediately. So, I mean, the commercial side is booming currently, but no two systems are exactly the same. Like Clive mentioned earlier, the grid tie system, it's tied to the grid. So the moment there's actually load shedding, that inverter actually shuts off. Okay. Which you feel like, okay, now that's counterintuitive. I need electricity. However, grid tie system, the purpose of it is to save, not for there to be actual power. Load shedding is kind of a unique South African thing. But we found ways, you know, you can have a generator integration, like a generator integration that can substitute the grid. Or you can have a hybrid system, which is what most of our domestic side is. We have your battery, your inverter, and your PV panels. Yeah. I always tell people that the inverter is your vehicle. Think of it as your vehicle. Your battery is the fuel, how long it's going to take you. Then your solar panels are just an alternative source of supplying your vehicle. So please do not, I know right now your immediate needs are, I need to charge my laptop, whatnot, but let's think about the vehicle. If you're going to buy a little mini, you will never be able to fit 10 people in that car. You're going to be disappointed either way, you know. So, you know, consider your needs and then let's get the correct vehicle. The fuel and the alternative source we can add on later on. But that selection of the inverter is very important in terms of sizing.
But again, it boils down to the fact that it's good to know that the brand, you know, we're speaking to an audience of plumbers and they mainly focused on installing your water heater systems. That's but right. Again, the plumber can also become a solutions provider to say, listen, I can expand my business service offerings, install a person who's an electrician on my team and have them do all of the, you know, the solar powers, the storage, the batteries, the vehicles, if you say, and the fuel. It's interesting how you explain that because as a lay person, you know, I always hear about, oh, it has to have so many amps and it can't do this. And if you put on that thing, it's going to draw so many amps from this and your fuel is not going to be that much and whatever. And it's confusing because, you know, I think the last time I learned about electricity was in high school and that was 30 years ago. So it's lacking to hear when somebody explains it like that to a layperson because that also creates, you know, a better or clearer understanding for the consumer, for us, the lay people. And I think it's a good thing that if you do your own installations, and that's not to take away from the technicians out there like the plumbers and the electricians, but if you do your own or if you collaborate with them and give that explanation to your customer, ultimately they know that when they make a decision on what they're going to install at their premises, it's going to be the correct one.
That's correct.
Because, I mean, I think a lot of people are taken for a ride or a lot of people, are, you know, there's a lot of what in my own experience from what I've heard, there's a lot of overpromise and underdeliver because people will tell you, man, this installation is going to cater for all everything your needs. And then at the end of the day, there's so many power trippages because you're using, you're drawing too much from your power and your battery in this. So I think it's a good thing to have a trusted solution provider.
Yeah. Most of our customers often ask us, do we provide power? And that's how we step in. But even on the solar geyser side, it's not as simple as, 150 liter for a family of six just sorted. That was a very electric geyser concept, you know, because all our electric geysers are 150 or 200 and they serve the purpose. And it's always a process to explain to them why, as a rule of thumb, with solar, bigger is better. So
so let's talk about, you know, you said that load shedding is a sort of a uniquely South African situation. But let's talk about how the products are handling South African conditions. You said that sometimes we have too much sun and the sun is a little bit too hot and we can't necessarily turn that off. A good analogy to make. Because who would think, I mean, if we need solar power, then let the sun shine. It's people don't always consider the fact that, you know, there are conditions that products need to be compatible with. Are the products manufactured in such a way that they can adapt to or that they are compatible with South African conditions specifically?
So when we first brought in the solar geysers, there was we did have to make a few changes. For example, the standard frames that come from China are 45 degrees, right? Which you do see around. But when we sent our products in for SABS testing, they advised that because of South Africa's, you know, latitude, it will be better if we actually lower the degree of the frame. And so I believe up till now, we're the only company that offers a 2-in-1 frame on our systems. So the same set of frames in that same box, you can install on a flat roof or a pitch tiled roof.
I like it.
Yeah, without having to buy extra parts and pieces. It just makes the installer's life a lot easier as well. And I don't expect the end user to know that is a concern. You know, they should be able to buy the product and have it installed and have it work out for them. So that was one of the modifications. Then, you know, coming back to the actual tank, it's very important that it matched South African standards and suitable for South African climate. The climate was not so much an issue. There was sun, you know. And the safety features on the geyser is the same as an electric geyser. You have your safety temperature and pressure valve, which is installed to release, you know, pressure. If it gets too hot or there's an excess of pressure, lets water out. That is the same thing. You also have on your high pressure, you have your vacuum breakers, which, you know, prevent a vacuum from creating so that you still get hot water out when you open your taps. So the safety features are, you know, according to South African national standards. And when we install, we also, when we do our training sessions, we also try and emphasize that we have to install to the South African standard, national regulation standards.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. And even when we first brought our products in, you know, this was a foreign product. Like I said, people saw this thing and was like, what? and so, you know, in the journey of trying to get this product recognized and accepted by everyone in South Africa, our first, you know, strategy was to get our products SABS approved, because then it's like, ah, okay, this product is accepted here. You know, it's recognized, you know, it's not some, as they say, Hong Kong product that just flew in. and we were very lucky, because as soon as the majority of our products had SABS approved, the Eskom rebate program got initiated. And I would say that is our little claim to fame, because back then, how much rebate you got from Eskom was determined by a Q factor rating. And basically that rating, you know, in layman terms, was how efficient was your system. And we had one of the highest Q factor ratings.
Oh, wow.
In the country. So you could almost get about 50% rebate from Eskom if you installed one of our systems. And that rating comes from SABS when they test the efficiency of the system.
Oh, lekker.
Yeah.
All right. So that's clear, you know, having that stamp of approval then. And then, you know, the South African plumber is like that, you know, especially your older generation plumbers, you know, they tend to not easily accept new technology, new methods, new ways of doing things. But gradually they eventually accept it. It's like they come to accept it and then they come to prefer it.
Yes.
It's just strange how it works, but it is like that, because we are all more comfortable with the familiar, with what we already know. And when something new comes in our way, some of us resist change, some of us don't necessarily resist it. We go with the flow, but it takes us a little bit longer to accept, but eventually they do. And like I said, eventually it becomes a preferred brand. And let's hope that that's what's going to happen, that you become the preferred brand, especially because of what you've just said. The highest, what do you call it?
Q factor rating.
Q factor rating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an exceptional selling point for your products, especially to the consumer. Because I always say to the plumbers, remember, you're delivering a service to the consumer. You're providing a solution to there's a need for this solution. Your customer's looking up to you and saying, Mr. Plumber, Mr. Electrician, whoever you are, just there's this big problem in our country, and electricity prices is going up and whatever the pay, please help. And if you can turn around, you can say, you know what, I've got this product, I've got this brand, and it's got the highest Q factor, and it's got this, and it's SAB approved, and it's those kind of things. You know, it's what makes it stand out. So talking about that, let's get to things like warranty. Lillian, we had a long discussion about the warranties and some shortfalls and issues that you've come across within the industry. Let's talk about that.
I think Clive can handle this question best because he sees some of the most interesting science experiments in the market.
Science experiments.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm mostly in the field. So I come across a lot of installations, some not complying, some complying. So our system, they come with a warranty, but on top of that, they come with an installation manual.
Mm.
So plumbers, whoever purchases the system has that available in front of them. They come with a 5-year warranty. So our system come with a 5-year warranty,
which is good.
Which is good, which shows the brand that is actually a reliable brand.
Yeah, and you trust. I mean, to add a 5-year warranty means that you trust your brand enough for
correct,
that. Yeah.
Correct, that is correct. So it does come with a 5-year warranty on our storage systems. It comes with a 1-year warranty on our solar tubes.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-year warranty only comes for tempering. You know, people use temper with the glasses, but the glasses, I don't know if Lillian already mentioned this a bit, but they're actually one of the thickest in the market. They are 2.2, 2.5 actually meters thick.
The so, glass yes, of the tubes?
Yes, so all they right. are quite thick. One of the thickest or thickest in the market. Which we refer to Sense 10106, which now comes to issuing COCs.
Mm.
So at the end of the installation, we do require our installers to issue COC. Just to, you know, have a peace of mind for the client that rest assured this system will work. My installation is guaranteed. We offer what we call QR code now on our systems.
Mm.
So that QR code is on our manual. We are planning to put that QR code on our system now outside so that it's easier for the plumber, which we emphasize that it must be followed now to register now your system online after the installation.
So, okay. And that's, you're saying that they've got, that there's a QR code that they can scan that's actually on the product itself.
Yes.
And that shows the complete installation guide.
Yes.
Not the complete installation guide. So it takes you to a portal to register the product's warranty by entering the serial number. Part of our serial number indicates the year that and month that it was manufactured, also for tracking purposes. And then also, as you would upload for a PRB COC, you need to upload photos. Mm-hmm. So we also require uploading of photos from all four sides. And then once the client details are submitted, we then approve from the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's approved, a notification gets sent to the client with a reference number. And in future, if they want to log a warranty, you know, fault or, you know, repair, they can also use that reference number to log it, just to streamline the process and also to have, you know, the support, because the plumber, he buys the product and he installs, but sometimes he also needs the support from the manufacturer because, you know, when the client has an issue, they're going to call that plumber. So I think then that way everybody has a platform to be supported on.
But this is where after sales services comes in. And it was one of the questions that I was going to ask you is that kind of support that you provide to your plumbers. Certainly, we've determined already from this conversation that having a compliant installation is vital for covering and honoring the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a compliant installation requires you knowledge.
Correct.
You know, you can easily do it from that a QR code or whatever that scan, you can easily have a pamphlet with you or whatever the case may be. But Lillian, you also mentioned earlier when we chatted offline or off air that you have now, you've got a training center?
Yes, yes. So we have a brand spanking new training center at our offices where we have our live systems displayed. We take the plumbers through how, you know, the little niche things that the plumber may not know specifically to Apollo products. I you could be a qualified plumber, I have no doubt about it, but there are just little things on our products that you may not know before. For example, there's this misconception that on the on the low pressure, we provide these, like, we call them dip tubes. That's three stainless steel pipes that are about 20 centimeters long. We provide them in the tank, and you'd be surprised how many people just... we provide it, but no, and it's gone. And it's actually so important, because if you don't install that in your low pressure geyser tank, first of all, you run the risk of running the tank dry when you have a water shortage. Okay. The second issue is that water has a natural thermosiphon cycle, I'm sure you know. So hot water will always flow to the top, yes. Cold water will sink to the bottom. Now, by not installing this dip tube, so the dip tube goes in from underneath on the hot water outlet side. So it ensures that you will always get the hottest water from the top. Now, you take that away, Shane, this poor client is just getting cold, lukewarm water the whole time. And then, like, your product is not working. And we're like, okay, but did you install the tube? And they're like, what is that? And you call the plumber, only to find out they're like, oh no, it's in my bag. And you're like, what is it doing in your bag? You know,
I took it out of the box and I didn't know what it was
for. Yeah, I just popped it into my bag. So it's just these little niche things that, you know, we try and emphasize at these training sessions. What we also do is we go out to merchant stores, retail stores, and we give training to the salesperson. Because actually the sale, it's not just, you know, the plumber's job. How you advise a client is so important. Yes. Selecting the right size for the family is also very important. So we give a bit of sales tips, like we try and 50 liters of hot water per person per day is the sort of benchmark we kind of go with. And then we, at these stores, we hand out these installation diagrams that we've printed out, yes, laminated, so they can stick it, you know, by their front counter. And let's say a plumber, you know, buys an Apollo geyser, and just before he exits, after he pays, he can take a picture of how things are supposed to be piped, where all the valves are supposed to go.
And again, it boils down to it's not only for the requirement of the warranty being on it, it's also for your customer's safety and for optimal functionality of the system. I mean, you don't want to install a system and then it doesn't really work, because eventually the customer, you know, they're going to either say it's the product or the installer. And then you as an installer are going to have a bad reputation, especially when the manufacturer shows up to cover the warranty and they say, but this thing wasn't installed correctly.
Yeah.
Now, then that plumber or whoever installed it is going to have a bad reputation.
Yeah.
So don't only do it. Guys, if you're listening and watching, ladies, if you were listening and watching, don't only do it for warranty purposes. Do it for your own reputation. But listen, talking about the products, I'm excited to see what you've brought for us. Let's do a quick demonstration or a showcasing of a product, and then we'll do a closing of the episode.
Sure. Like, Meneer Clive, you've brought us your equipment, your product in studio.
Yes, sir.
Love the mini me. and as I understand it, that's actually a fully functional.
That is correct, yes.
It's not just a little demonstration one.
Yes. So we actually go out with this in most cases to give our training or set up outside in stores. But you won't believe it. The inquiry we get about this, is this thing live? How much is this? So people do want this, but unfortunately, this for now is just for our demonstration and to take it through us for trainings.
I've heard, but that little geyser has been fully manufactured to the spec,
as the full spec one
would be.
So some of our merchants that we supply actually have this system actually displayed, fully functioning. Some actually put it outside for a real actual test. But yeah, it is actually made of what the actual geyser is made of, and also what the actual geyser can do, this one can do, but it's just our demonstration system.
That's unreal. It's cute, but it's actually stunning. You should send that out on camping trips.
I definitely will do. We'll get that out. That should be up and done.
Clive, take us through your product. Take us through some of the features. Take us through some of the the benefits, things that make it stand out from other products.
Okay. So, Mr. Velem, we've got two systems in front of us. These are called what we call an IHP. Your low pressure system looks similar to this, but it would have a small tank on top. which we have touched on earlier on, right? That would be your low pressure system, adding the top, the small feeding tank, right? And then this will be your retrofit system, which I've mentioned, just to retrofit your existing geyser, retrofit your boiler system, okay? So how they work is a little bit different in terms of concept, right? This high pressure or this split system tubes is the same as the high pressure system tubes. When I'm talking about tubes now, I'm talking about this glass tube, which we refer as vacuum tubes, right? The vacuum tube of a high pressure and the vacuum tube of a split system, they are identical. They do the same job. They've got copper inside, whereas the low pressure tube has got water inside.
Okay.
So the low pressure system, water flows inside the tube, but the two systems that we're seeing here in front of us, water doesn't flow inside the tube. So inside the tube, there is a copper, which heats up the tank or the manifold in this case. Whereas, as I said, on the low pressure system, there will be the water would flow inside, meaning now it does its own circulation. Where else probably this system here, if it's within or it's not intact with the geyser, it would need probably something like a circulation pump to circulate your water from the collector to the geyser again throughout the whole day. That's the same process.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, as a layperson, as a consumer, I'm not a technician. I'm not an installer.
Yes.
So for me, that's interesting because I never knew that there's that kind of difference between the two systems.
Yes. So they look the same, but in terms of how they work is completely different. And also, these tubes here, they are individual tubes. So if one gets broken, you can easily replace that individual tube. And it's easy for us to identify a broken tube. So a broken tube in most cases would normally lose its color. So the dark color that you're seeing here is called vacuum. So in most cases, this dark color or this vacuum will just disappear. The tube will just become see-through, or it will just change color simply firstly by changing color on. I don't know if you can see the silver line here. So it will change from the silver line coming up to the whole tube. So that is how you identify a broken tube. But in our system here, as we test a bit on how thick the tube is or how reliable the tubes are. So these tubes here, which we did not touch on, these tubes here, they're hail and freeze resistant. So I touched a bit on how thick the tubes are. As I said, the tubes are 2.2 millimeters thick, mainly designed to withstand hail. So you see the thickness of these tubes can withstand hail, and the hail that can break these tubes is an abnormal hail, which you don't normally get in South Africa.
Yes, and certainly also that boils down to having it tested. So certainly at SABS, when this product was tested, that part have to be tested.
Yes,
and I know that not all brands have their tubes tested.
Yes,
you know, they may have the tanks tested.
That is correct.
But not necessarily the tubes.
Yes.
And Apollo's either the only one or one of few that have the tubes tested as well.
That is correct. So
how do they do that? Did they actually throw something against it to test it?
Yes, as I was saying, the hail test that is done on the tubes is similar to a hail that is big as a golf size, which, as I've mentioned now, we don't normally get a big hail in South Africa that is big as a golf size, but we do get abnormal hail, but which you have touched on. So these tubes are actually designed to withstand such, as you've touched a bit. Again, some brands actually are SABS approved on their tanks or their storage, but the tubes, they're not actually SABS approved. And also, apparently, the darker or the darker the vacuum, apparently, the more efficient your tube is.
Okay, and that is also, that's your tint. I think it's a tint that differs.
Yes.
And that's also something that's different from your product to other,
other products. That is correct. So ours, as you can see, they are very, very dark. So they can actually retain high percentage of heat that can be collected from the sun. Whereas some fail in weather like this. We've been having rain for about 2-3 weeks. But, you know, these tubes are actually very, very efficient. They actually heat up your water even in on cloudy days. So they don't need direct sunlight. They just need a little bit of UV.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's very
good. So, as I was saying, these are the systems that we offer. As I've mentioned, also the low pressure system, which is mostly, I would say, dedicated for our farm areas.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, these are the systems in terms of solar water heating.
And they come for both. Sorry, I'm interrupting you there, but they come both for your flat roof.
Yes.
And for your gradient
pitch.
And angled roof.
So, this roof, Lillian mentioned it a bit. So these roofs or these frames, they come as one frame. But this frame is a 2-in-1 frame, right? So it can be installed to accommodate your flat roof, which kind of roof here. But again, if you were to install in a pitch roof, that means this back support would now fold or will now disappear, or you will just fold it inside. So it just lands in, and then you just mount it according to how your roof is laying. But also that that process, if you're having a tile roof, that needs what you call bracket hooks to actually mount your system on the roof.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is very cool. I love this.
Yeah.
Anything else that you would like to say, or shall we go and close off this episode?
Final words? I would just say, if the guys are actually out there installing, we are not far from them. We actually call away. If someone is struggling, they did not find the installation manual inside, they can easily contact us. They can get our phone numbers on our website. So they can just give us a call. We can actually send out a PDF of the installation manual. So we're actually there for the guys. You know, we're there for the guys. The guys don't need to panic, don't need to do wrong installation. You know, you just have to give a call. And then we've mentioned sources that you can actually get us from. But now, as I said, you can actually get us quicker on our phone, which is our website.
Awesome. Clive, thanks for this. I think let's go back to the desk and then let's finish off this episode. All right. I appreciate
this. Thank you.
Awesome, Clive, thanks for that. It was cool to see the product, especially the little mini one. That was quite cute, but yeah. It's interesting that you have that, so that you have it a little mobile one that you can take with and demonstrate to people what it looks like, yeah. And the features thereof and the benefits and the advantages thereof and things like that. So thanks a lot for that.
Thank you, Mr. Villem.
So you know, like with all good things come to an end at some point in time. So there's this podcast and we're drawing to a close of this episode. But I want to ask you, are there any last words that you would like to leave the listeners with? And for those plumbers and the viewers and the listeners who are interested to get hold of you, how and where can they get hold of you? Do you have a website that they can visit? And then, of course, again, just a quick recap of where, in which kind of stores can they find your products and where they can, the actual products, where they can find it.
Okay. I'm going to start with how they can get hold of us. We're in Randburg, Strijd on Park, which is in Susan Street. I don't know if I should put the number, but we're in number 7 Susan Street. That is our head offices.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then on social media, we on Facebook. We also on Instagram. That is Apollo Solar Technology. You can find us on our website, which is www.apollotechnology.co.za. And we spoke of the warranties. The warranties can be uploaded again on warranties.apollotechnology.co.za.
Oh, that's cool. The kind of stores, again, quickly just to recap on that, where you can get the products.
Yeah, so you can find us at all your major retail merchant stores, like your Builders Warehouse, your Build It, your Plumlink, your Buco, your House of Plumbing, your Cash Build. So those are the major ones. You can also find us in your independent hardware stores, plumbing stores as well. We do distribute in Limpopo, Gauteng, I know in the coastal regions, you can find us around. We are also here, just a phone call away. If anyone is, wants us to bust a myth on our systems, if the installer is having some trouble on site, they are also welcome to visit our online training videos on YouTube. They can just search Apollo Solar Geysers. We have a channel that we recorded on how to assemble frames, little things to take note of, and then some tips and tricks when installing our systems.
Awesome. Talking about tips and tricks, I know that you guys have these installation and user manuals. That's for the installer or for the actual consumer, the customer who's the end user?
I would say both, because on the very last page, there is actually the warranty, what it's covered and what is not covered. So that's, useful for the end user. But throughout this, the installer, it teaches you step by step on how to install our tubes, how to assemble the frame, and the optimal direction it should face, and some of the add-on special recommendations we've also put in. Also the fact that, there's a page for your troubleshooting. If I don't have hot water, Maybe I can first run through these steps, these checks.
Before you call the technician out.
Yeah, or before you panic and say, oh no, my system doesn't work. I do understand that this is usually the first thing that the installer does throw out. but yes, surprisingly, it does actually contain a lot of useful information.
Keep it.
but in case you do decide to throw it out, don't worry, we got you covered with online videos if you are a visual learner.
And again, for the technicians, the installers, those training sessions that happen at your premises, I think it will be very valuable to them, for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, listen, thanks, Stack. This was very insightful. I think it will carry a lot of value to our listeners and our viewers. And again, thanks for your time and your effort and having come through all the way to Pretoria to do this.
No worries. Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to do this again soon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool. Thanks so much.